This is my be moment, my moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, my focus is keeping the doubt out. You know, I never have a problem believing in God's power, believing in God's ability to deliver, or even to resurrect the situation. Where my struggle comes in, and I've shared this before, is that when things don't happen when I thought they were going to happen, or they don't unfold in the way that I thought they were going to happen, that's when the doubt begins to creep in for me, and that's where my work lies. So previously we talked about the human perspective and how when we move away from God, how we can go unfed in a significant way. We allow that human perspective to permeate our thoughts, and in turn, we begin to slowly but surely lose sight of the spiritual perspective. One common and familiar passage we know in the Bible is simply Peter walking on water. As long as Peter remained focused on Christ, he did just that. He walked on water. But in the next moment, when he begins to process his experience from a human perspective, he's looking all around, he begins to look down, he takes his eyes off Christ, this is when he begins to sink. So, you know, that's just an example of that human perspective. Previously, we were in Mark 8, and now I've moved on to Mark 9. And in reading this passage, it just sort of crystallized where I currently find myself. So in Mark 9, there's a father who goes to Jesus to heal his son. Jesus, in turn, looks to the disciples for them to heal the child, but they can't. So Jesus in Mark 9:19 says, "How long must I be with you until you believe?" Now, what gets me is the Father's response in Mark 9:24. His response is, "I do believe, but help me not to doubt." That's it. That's where I find my work, because I do believe, but at the same time, that doubt does creep in for me. So my takeaway today is, I really do want an enduring faith. That's being able to sustain the spiritual perspective for the duration. That's being able to remain focused on Christ and to put what is going on in the natural world around me in the proper perspective. That is also being able to endure the test or endure the season, knowing there will be a shift, but not in Suzette's time, in God's time. And finally, for me, it means standing on his promises even when it seems like there are no promises. Join me in this moment. Stand with me here on Galatians 6:9 that reads, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." Galatians 6:9. Finally, share this be moment with others who also desire to be inspired.